to say, yard sale season is just about at an end for the year. But there are still bargains to be had. I was out browsing around the area with Dottie last weekend, seeing if we could score some last-minute deals. She's always looking for stuff for up to their camp. You mind if I bring Scamp? I ask. Scamp's our little dog, cute as a button, if I do say so myself. Nah, bring him along. Scamp just loves being part of the pack. He's happy to go anywhere, anytime. And you know what? The little bugger is a great negotiating tool. Softens up even the most tight-fisted seller. If I'm really interested in something, I tell Scamp to sit. When he's sitting, looking up, cocking his head, that big-eyed dog look is especially effective. Before you know it, he's got whoever he's staring at under his spell, and I usually walk away with a deal. Charm factor, I call it. We stopped at one place I thought Charlie would love, so I called him up and told him. Why would Charlie like it? Well, the fella there had table after table of, you guessed it, rusty old junk. Tools, machine parts, and I don't know what all. Heard the guy joking with a friend, stack 'em deep, sell 'em cheap. Gotta love it. We actually went as far afield as Dover Foxcroft, where Dottie got a great deal on one of those singing Santas. Well, a great deal for her anyways. I'm not into that kind of thing. Just too bright a chucky for me. We hit a major jackpot at the next place, too. Dottie got a fondue pot, complete with the little fox, most of them anyways, and I scored some hangers with the crocheted covers like my aunt Claudette used to make. While we were there, this kind of tough-looking guy drove up on his motorcycle. The sort of fella that looks like he's been ridden hard and put away wet, if you know what I'm saying. Craggy face, big beard, tattoos. He was with this gal who had to be a good 15 years younger. Nice looking, though you could tell she'd probably spent too much time out in the sun. But they were laughing and looking at stuff together. Oh, he really lit up when he sees Scamp. Comes right over. Hey there, little fella, aren't you cute? Mind if I pet him? Not at all. What's your name? His name's Scamp. Scamp, I'm Trevor. Nice to meet you. And he shakes Scamp's paw. Scamp just laps up the attention, of course, like he's starved for it, the little faker. Oh, what a good boy you are. Yes, you are. This big biker fella melts like butter around Scamp. What kind of dog? Oh, he's a beech poo, we think. Don't know for sure because he's a rescue. So am I, he laughs, winking at his gal pal. And she chimes in, yeah, I got that right. That was my favorite part of the whole day. That and the hot fudge sundaes Dottie and me had after. I figured Scamp had worked overtime, so I got him an itty-bitty-sized cup of vanilla soft serve. He did not object. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.